The Gemara Masechta Me'ila, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, speaks about the concept which comes up quite often in Halacha of Leinitna Torah L'Melachei Sharis. The Gemara there speaks about that they were careful not to be magdish the various items that they were using in the Beis HaMikdash until they were complete. Because as the Gemara says, invariably, the people who are working in the Beis HaMikdash will sit on them, lean on them, and if they're ready Kodesh, there's an issue of Mila Behegdish. Because, says the Gemara, humans are humans and they're going to take us, they're going to have to sit down, they're going to have to rest. This concept of Leinitna Torah L'Melachei Sharis is used in many different concepts in Halacha. And Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita, in his Sefer Chashuk Yechemet, gives us some of these examples. If we have a Sefer Torah, and we have the letter Yod in the Sefer Torah, that's the letter that's supposed to be written. However, we're not quite sure, is it a Yod, and it's kosher, or is it a Vav, because the Yod is a little too long, and it's possible. So the halacha is that you're supposed to ask a child that's like chacham v'like tipish, not too smart, not too foolish, and this child, after thinking, says it's a Yod. The halacha is that the Sefer Torah is a kosher Sefer Torah. Now, how can we rely on that Sefer Torah? Shouldn't we compare that Yud to all the other Sefer Torah, all the other Yuds in that Sefer Torah, and see how they look? So he says, and he quotes a tshuva from Rav Shlomo Zalman, or Bach Tzitzal, and the Shas Tshuva Smicha Shlomo Tinyona, Simen Kuf Yud Dalet. We know Meiser has to be taken from nuts. But the halacha is that when you take meiser, you certainly can't take menorah layofa from poor quality on good quality. So let's say you have 10 nuts. Simple example. You have 10 nuts. You have to take off one as meiser. Maybe the nut that you took off, you'll open it up. You'll see that it has spoiled nut in it. And you can't eat it. Even Aydei Etchak. That Maisa won't be good. So why don't we need to be concerned for that? So says Rav Shlomo Zalman that Leinitna Torah L'Melachei Sharis. We don't have x-ray vision to look into what's going into every nut. And therefore, the Torah says, do what you could do and not more. And the same thing is by the Vav and the Yud. The Chazal told us, bring this child, let this child tell us, is this letter a Yud? Is this letter a Vav? And that's what you have to do. And in fact, he says, what's going to be a halacha if somebody took off Meiser from these nuts? And he did what he was supposed to do, and then he discovers that some of the nuts aren't good. What will be the halacha? So he says, maybe by the Sefer Torah, the halacha is that once we paskin that it's a kosher Sefer Torah, it's kosher. By Meiser, once we realize that it was not done properly, the halacha is that you should correct it. And therefore, it's not necessarily a good comparison. He also quotes the Shas HaTshuvos Mishnah Halachas from Menashe Klein Zitzal, Chelek Yud Aleph Simen Kuf Yud Dalet, that speaks about the Sefer Torah, that the halacha is that after the Sefer Torah is written, you're supposed to check it if it's kosher, and it was done by a sefer. But now we have also the ability to check Sefer Torah through a computer, which of course may be a better way of checking. Is the halacha that you shouldn't read from a Sefer Torah unless it was checked by the computer? Or if it was checked by a cipher who did his job properly, that is enough. So Rav Nasha Klein, Paskins, like our Gemara says, and if the cipher, if you did what the halacha requires of you to do, you need not more. And he quotes a Rashba regarding Sefer Torah, that a mistake was found in it. And now they want to check the entire Sefer Torah. So he says that we can't force you to check the entire Sefer Torah. As long as you did what you were supposed to do, that's enough. And the truth of the matter is, he quotes a Shaul Shaivitz. Apparently, where the Yavitz lived, there was a concern of infestation of rice. And whoever was preparing the rice checked the rice as the halacha requires you to check the rice. And should one, and he found maybe insects, but he checked it, he cleaned it, he checked it, and it's fine. Is there a point perhaps not to eat the rice? Because maybe you're going to find more infestation. The halacha is, says the Shaul Shaivitz, like nitna Torah l'mlacha esharis, you're supposed to do what you're supposed to do, and that's all. It's very interesting that we learned in Masechta Krisis that there's a very serious issue of making Torahs for private use with the same recipe, the same formula as in the Beis HaMikdash. So ask the Minchas Chinuch that throughout Shas, there's a concept of Eif Shlo Tzamtzum. You can never make something exact. So why is somebody chayiv for making Ketores like it was made in the Beis HaMikdash? It's impossible to make it perfect to the perfect formula. Says the Minchas Chinuch that since we have this concept of Leinitna Torah L'macha Esharis, so when the Torah says that you should make something with a certain formula, with a certain recipe, the Torah knew that we're human beings, says the Minchas Chinuch, and we do the best we can. So he says it goes two ways. It goes when you make the Torah in order to fulfill the mitzvah Torah. The Torah only demands that we do what we can. But on the other hand, he says, it goes l'chiv, that we can't say, well, maybe when he made the Torah, it wasn't exact. Because if you did it the way you think that's the formula, then you over the aveira. Another halacha, which is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim Simen Lamed Beis Sif Lamedes, is that there's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, that the tefillin must be exactly square. Says the Yoraba, quoting the Mabusha Yontif, that when you make the square of the tefillin, you're supposed to do the best you can. You can never do better. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, even according to the opinions throughout Shas of the Efshel Tzamtzim, doesn't mean that you shouldn't wear tefillin, because it's the Efshel Tzamtzim. It's impossible to make it perfectly square. Says Aruch HaShulchan, the Torah told us to make the best we can. And that's considered making it the perfect square. Ramosha, in the Shas of Chuvas Igris Moshe, Yoridei Chelik Bei Simen Kuf Mevov, says that if your tefillin look to you square, that they're kosher tefillin. Maybe if you would put it under a magnifying glass, under a microscope, you would see it's not perfectly square. That's not what the Torah required from us. And in fact, he says in that tshuva that somebody suggested that all tefillin be examined under a microscope to determine that they're perfectly square. And he says that's not what the Torah requires for us. Why? And the Eretz Tzvi takes it a step further. He says that certainly there are better instruments, Bizman HaZed, that can measure an exact square than there were in the time when tefillin were first given. So now that we have these better instruments, are we obligated to use those better instruments to measure our tefillin? He says, no. If when the Torah gave the mitzvah tefillin, that was good enough to make that the tefillin should be considered square, we don't have to do better. He says there is a mitzvah and a mivchor, and a mitzvah, if you could have such an instrument, use it. The Orchas Rabbeinu, the Sefer Orchas Rabbeinu, speaks about somebody who once brought his tefillin to the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish should check if the tefillin were exactly square. And the Chazon Ish looked at them, and he says, to me, they look square. So the person who brought the tefillin to the Chazon Ish says, maybe that's not good enough, just that you should examine them with your eyes. Maybe I should bring a ruler, an instrument, to check. So the Chazon Ish said, I told you that these tefillin are kosher. That's what the Torah asks for us. The Torah asks for us, L'anitna Torah l'mlacha esharis. The Torah asks that we should do what we can, and not anymore. And the Chishukei Chemed ends with an interesting vart. He says, we know that on top of the Aron HaKodesh, the Torah says, Vasisa Shnayim Kruvim Zav. You should make two Kruvim on top of the Aron HaKodesh. And Rashi says, what were the Kruvim? The Kruvim were like young children. So he says, why specifically does the Torah ask us to put young children on top of the Aron? So he says, it goes back to what we discussed at the beginning of the shiur. What the Torah wants to teach us is that the Torah does not expect of us any great expertise in fulfilling what the Torah wants. You could take young children. If the young child tells you that this letter looks like a yud, as we discussed at the beginning of this year, then you say the Torah is kosher. If it looks to you like a square tefillin, a child doesn't know any deep, difficult issues. They say what they see, because that's what the Torah requires of us. Because as our Gemara teaches us, when nitna Torah, l'malachei esharis.